And this news update is being brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? As well as Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Lake Township leaders met in closed session on Thursday afternoon to discuss legal strategy involving an ongoing federal lawsuit. During a joint meeting of the Township Board and Planning Commission, officials voted to privately consult with legal counsel regarding litigation filed by Driftwood Lavender LLC. The case remains pending in the U.S. District Court for Michigan's Eastern District. Before entering the closed session, board members approved revisions to the meeting agenda, removing procedural items related to this executive session. The private meeting was authorized under provisions of the Michigan's Open Meetings Act that allow confidential discussions involving pending legal matters. At which point, the public was asked to go outside and wait till the meeting opened back up to the public. This occurred on a day when heat advisory with heat indices over 100 degrees was present. But those that were present did comply as they felt it was important to be a part of the local government process and stay informed of the status of this case. Upon reconvening an open session, the members voted to adjourn the meeting and dismissed all attendees. No further information was provided. After 72 years in business, the Ozentoski family has made the decision to step away from the farm implement dealership industry, and they're excited to announce they've sold their operation in Bad Axe to TNT Equipment. Tim Ozentoski has been the owner-operator of Ozentoski Farm Equipment since 1975, taking over from his father Clarence and grandfather Lewis, who started the dealership in 1954. Ozentoski Farm Equipment has been a staple of Huron County farming community, and TNT Equipment is excited to step in and continue to serve the Huron County community. Tim and the Ozentoski families would like to personally thank the Tri-County area farmers for their support over the years. He would also like to thank the many employees who helped support them for the many years they have been here. Many of the familiar faces of the Ozentoski Farm Equipment are still going to be here, and Tim would like to thank the TNT organization for the easy transition and hopes the great relationships formed over the years continue to grow. TNT Equipment has been owned by the Teague family since the mid-1980s. The years have brought growth, challenges, and opportunities. Expanding into Bad Axe and becoming a two-store location is exciting. Thank you to the Ozentoski family for giving TNT this opportunity. The transition has been going smoothly with both owners making all the customers and employees a top priority. Building strong relationships and carrying on the Case IH brand ensures that you will continue to be valued customers. Stop in and say hi to both the familiar and the new faces. And the Michigan State Police is once again competing for the title of America's Best Looking Cruiser. In the annual contest hosted by the American Association of State Troopers, this year's entry features a Michigan State Police Dodge Charger alongside a Marine Services patrol boat on the Lake Michigan shoreline at Grand Haven State Park. The agency is looking to improve on last year's second place finish. Public voting is now underway and continues through noon on July 13th. Voters may cast one ballot per device through three different ways: the American Association of State Troopers website, the State Troopers Facebook page, and SurveyMonkey. You can go to thumbnet.net where links to all three are available. The 13 entries receiving the most public votes will be featured in the Association's 2027 America's Best Looking Trooper Cruisers calendar, with the overall winner appearing on the cover. Proceeds from calendar sales support scholarships for families of state troopers through the AAST Foundation. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Bipartisan negotiations on Capitol Hill have hit a major roadblock over a proposed multi-billion-dollar infrastructure bill. Lawmakers are deadlocked over funding mechanisms, with one side pushing for green energy mandates and the other demanding strict spending caps and regulatory rollbacks. The impasse threatens to derail critical funding intended for aging bridges, municipal water systems, and highway expansions. Committee leaders from both parties claim they are working behind closed doors to break the stalemate, but rank-and-file members admit the divide remains deep. With the legislative calendar ticking away toward late summer recess, analysts warn the failure to pass the bill could stall hundreds of state-level construction projects scheduled to begin next spring. And tensions are rising in the Indo-Pacific region after the Chinese Navy conducted a rare test launch of a long-range ballistic missile from a nuclear-powered submarine. The missile, carrying a dummy warhead, flew directly into international waters in the South Pacific. While Beijing insisted the launch was a routine annual training exercise that complied with international law, neighboring countries have voiced strong protests. Regional military analysts view the rare Pacific launch as an undeniable assertion of China's growing superpower status and expanded naval reach. The test has prompted immediate defense consultations between the United States, Australia, and regional allies who are closely monitoring Beijing's escalating military presence in the area. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
It's the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival this weekend, and Sure Health is proud to be part of all the action. The fun starts Wednesday night right on the beach for the Sure Health Maritime 5K Walk and Run. There's still time to register for Wednesday's race at sure.org/5K. Thursday morning, Clark Ramsey, me, I'll be hosting a live show from the beach on AM 1340 and WHST 94.1 FM from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll be chatting with a variety of guests that impact Harbor Beach, Huron County, and beyond, so tune in and join the fun. Then on both Friday and Saturday mornings, Sure Health is hosting free beach yoga. Just bring a towel and enjoy free beach yoga at 9 a.m. on both Friday and Saturday mornings in Harbor Beach. And then on Saturday, the Thumb's first ever drone show. 200 high-tech drones will take off and illuminate the night sky with dazzling custom images and music. So bring a lawn chair, friends, family, and we'll see you there. It's all part of the Harbor Beach Maritime Festival, and Sure Health is proud to be partner in all the action. For a complete list of maritime activities, go to themaritimefestival.com.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.